Hey guys, welcome to ANX Gamecast Level 6. I'm Unbiased Ann, and I'm here with Genesis and Mike B. Hey guys, how y'all doing today?
Good. What it do?
What it do, fam?
What are y'all excited to talk about?
Mike?
Oh, shoot. Okay, for me. I'm really excited to talk about Fallout Shelter.
Fallout Shelter.
Yes, like, you know, what is it? And she's mentioned Fallout so many times, I had to try it out.
Yeah, because now I'm excited to hear about Fallout Shelter.
Who's not excited about Fallout? I know you, Genesis, you're excited about it, right?
I've played the game, so.
Oh, okay. I'm the only one.
Poser.
Why are you pointing at me?
Mike, be tripping.
Starting off early. I think I'm excited to talk about, I'm not sure, I guess Gears of War.
Gears of War?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Gears of War.
Oh, shoot. That's what's up, man. I actually want to hear what you talk about it.
Well,
what about you? I'm excited to talk about Fallout.
Oh, the same.
Yeah.
Same thing. All right. Well, let's jump right into it. First, as always, social media plugs at ANX Gamecast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Email us, anxgamecenter@gmail.com. So first things first, let's jump right into
round one.
And let's talk about the anime that we're currently watching. Mike, something new? You done with the Votoms?
You know what? I'm still on Votoms.
Yeah.
But I found something else that caught my interest.
Okay.
So I was up at Half Price Bookstore and I found a DVD, Count of Monte Cristo.
Was this like vampires or something?
You know what? It's not. It would sound like it is, but it's actually not though. So this is, you heard about the original Count of Monte Cristo. It's an old story, like a movie. Well, this one is an anime version of it. And have you ever heard of the Count of Monte Cristo?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Generally, it's just a revenge story of a peasant who basically lost it all. And he's getting revenge on the ones who basically put him away in prison and stuff. Like, just a revenge story.
But is it vampires? Are there vampires in it?
So in the anime, they turn the main character into a vampire. You know, I mean, you know, but just because you have Count in front of your name doesn't mean you're like a Count Dracula or Count Chocula or nothing like that. You know,
Count Chocula. I don't know,
those are the only ones I know.
But I mean, that is a coincidence, but no.
Okay.
But in the anime though, it's different. Like this anime version of Count of Monte Cristo, it's really beautiful.
So I was just about to ask that. So it sounds familiar back when I had Funimation channel. Was this a Funimation anime that you know of?
I'm not sure. I think it's with the people that make Gonzo.
Okay. Because if I'm thinking of this correctly, and I may not be, it's real colorful and sparkly and
yes,
like bright color backgrounds. And is the main person, does he have weird color skin?
Yeah, he has blue skin.
Blue skin. Okay.
He's like a Smurf.
So I think I've actually seen that. I don't remember it, which is not a good sign, but I think I've actually seen this on the Funimation channel at one point.
Which, you know, yeah, you know, if you say you remember the sparkly backgrounds and everybody's outfits being like all kind of eccentric and all these colors,
yeah,
you've seen it.
Okay. So yeah, I've seen it. I don't think it was too bad. I don't remember, for example, the beginning or the end. All I remember is the fancy colors. Kind of reminds me of Sailor Moon or something.
Oh, shoot. I mean,
Moon Prism, Count Chocula.
Okay. Well, Count Chocula is just a cereal, right? Or am I missing something?
No, Mike is the real Count Chocula.
Oh.
Blur. I want the chocolate. That's a horrible impression.
So you said rags to riches, kind of.
Rags to riches.
So what's going on now? Have you watched the whole thing? Is it episodes? Is it a short? How many episodes are there?
24 episodes.
Oh, okay, so that's a good amount of episodes. Is there a season one, season two that you know of, or is it just all one?
I'm not sure. Since I had it on DVD, I wouldn't know, but
okay,
it seemed like it was just all going just okay, continuously.
Did you watch them all? How far did you get through?
I actually knocked it all out.
24 episodes.
Yeah.
Mike, be tripping.
Man.
24 episodes.
Okay.
How long are they? 30 minutes or an hour?
They're 30 minutes.
The 23 minutes or whatever it is. No commercials because.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what I'm watching right now, as normal, as usual, Dragon Ball Super on Toonami.
Okay.
And I watched a bunch of them because I got behind on it. I think I mentioned that on the last episode of our podcast that I kind of fallen behind on Dragon Ball Super. So basically, I'm on the part now where they started the tournament. They finally got to the tournament location and created it. Goku fought, beat somebody. I don't really remember.
What'd he look like?
I don't remember because I watched so many episodes. Like I probably watched 5 episodes in like one day.
Gosh, though.
So I know he fought in one, and then he fought that other version. Frost. Was it Frost?
Yeah, Frost.
He fought Frost and was giving him the business, but then he ended up losing to Frost.
Man, that's crazy right there, dude. Like, that's funny how you mean to tell me these characters are not that memorable to where you're like, man, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Even old, on Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, fake Dragon Ball Z characters from a different universe. Get out of here.
Gosh.
Get out of here. So I do remember Frost. He's a darker color blue version of Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that he cheated.
Of course, you know
he cheated to win. I think he fought Goku and then ended up fighting Piccolo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that's when they everyone found out that he cheated, and he was portraying himself as like a good guy, which is totally opposite of Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out he's a scum. He's scum also.
You want me to tell you what kind of annoyed me about that fight with Goku and Frost?
Yeah.
Why the heck did Goku lose? There is no
he cheated. Reason. That's why.
No, but there is no reason for Goku to lose a match against Frost. That's like early Super Saiyan. Like I haven't even tapped into my full power of Super Saiyan.
Well, I think he was fighting down to the opponent's level, as opposed to obviously he didn't turn into the Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan. Because obviously he would have beat him in one hit, just like Vegeta did.
See, and that's why I like Vegeta, because he get down to the business. He about the business for real.
So, and he cheated.
Oh, Vegeta cheated?
No, Frost.
Oh, I was about to say, how did he cheat?
What'd no.
He
do? So then, so fast forward, yeah, Piccolo lost, but then forfeited his position, and Vegeta said, y'all let Frost back in. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Taking out all that Saiyan rage and frustration, you know, acting like it was Frieza. Hey, man, it wasn't Frieza.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, he beat him in one hit. Then I think they moved on where Vegeta was fighting a robot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his name, but he got him trapped inside of the barrier and was really heating up the air inside. So it didn't really affect him. It's affecting Vegeta. And I think that's where I stopped.
Oh, I see.
So I'm stopping and Vegeta looks like he's in some trouble.
But you know what? That's the thing that I like about those kind of fights. That's the kind of fights I would be able to accept. Not like a fight in power. Because we know those dudes are like ridiculously strong.
Right.
Like I would rather see something where if they are going to have trouble, it has to be something where it's like, oh, I just can't use strength to get out of this situation.
Yeah.
I have to use my mind. And since Vegeta has been around the whole galaxy, you know, and he's a genius.
Yeah.
To me, he's a prodigy.
So, I mean, he's the best fighter to me by far as skills and tactics. Goku is just dumb and strong. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, not very bright, not very smart.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. It's me, Goku.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
So anyway, that's what I've been watching the past week or so. Actually, the past month. Full transparency here, we haven't really recorded in about a month. So this is our first podcast in a long time. So we got a lot to get to. Next thing, the current anime under review, Serial Experiments Lain.
Ooh.
So that's the one that we have ongoing. We watched episodes 5 through 7. Which on the original DVDs, that would be the second DVD. But we're watching it on Blu-ray, again, because we had issues with the sound and quality of the picture. It was extremely blurry now on the high-def TVs. So anyway, episodes 5 through 7. Mike B. What do you think so far?
I'm going to be honest. I was walking back and forth in my house, just pointing at it and throwing my hands out like, what the heck is going on?
What?
What's happening?
What?
And why is this stuff going on?
Huh?
It's blowing my mind. Blowing my mind completely.
Mike's about to have a heart attack.
Yes, I'm like, okay, so I have like one theory in the beginning. I'm like, okay, it's like, does she have powers? Does she control something? Or I'm like, is she in the Matrix? I'm still at that beginning. Is she in the, I believe that they're in a jacked up version of Oculus Rift.
You got to be past that now. We're more than halfway through it.
I know, and I'm still lost. Like, I'm still at like the first episode. Like, what is going on? But one thing I can't admit is the fact that now that I've seen it a second time, actually going through it a second time, kind of looking at it, getting up to this point, I'm catching more things where I'm like, okay, it's starting to make sense now. Mm-hmm. Like what you have, the people like the Knights. Mm-hmm. You have
so they had a full episode about the Knights. Finally, they finally explained who they were, and I think actually even showed who they were.
See, at first, you know, the first time I watched it, I was so confused, and I was trying to put together so many pieces to where I was missing too much. I was thinking too hard into it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think you pointed out who the Knights were and stuff, and the whole premises of it, and you know, just to kind of give me a little help with it. And then it start kind of connecting a lot more to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you like about it, these last three episodes, versus maybe something you don't like about it?
I like Lane's boss computer. It's and scary.
Yeah, but it blew up.
It did blow up.
I think she rebuilt it, though.
That's good.
Yeah, but it did blow up.
That girl is skilled.
Skills?
Unbiased Dan.
Okay, so when like I said on the last episode, when it first started, I thought it was super boring. I was not really, it wasn't doing anything for me. I was just like, it's so slow. But in these last couple of episodes, it's starting to pick up for me. It's getting more interesting, and I'm starting to wonder now what's real and what's not.
It's like the further it goes, the more it catches your attention, and you're like, okay, now I'm getting into this.
Well, it kind of makes sense because when it first started, I was like, what is wrong with her mom? She seems like she's on drugs. Like, she's just like a robot. And now it's kind of like, is she even real? Like, is that really even her mom? Or is this some alternate reality? Is that computer navy thing in her room even real? It's insane. I mean, she's like 12 or 13. Even if she's in high school, however old she is, it's just weird that your parents would let you get that out of control with your, you know, computer system.
What I want to know is, why has the dad noticed that the electric bill went straight up with that boss computer?
Man, have you seen that house? They clearly got big money.
Well, I mean, still, I'd be like, I got big money, but like that, why is the electric bill like this?
It's just like your boy Keiichi and his family. Big money.
Oh, you know what that is? I do like my boy Keiichi.
Keiichi and Lane, balling out of control.
Mr. Maribara.
They need to do a crossover.
Oh, that would be dope.
Lane wouldn't be able to keep up because they're on that show. What was the name of that show?
When They Cry.
Yes, When They Cry. They're very like, hey, like everything's really animated. And Lane's like, why?
I will tell you exactly what happened if they did a crossover. Keiichi will sit there and talk to Lane. And Lane will be like, hi, what's your name? What's going on? And then he's going to be like, why are you doing this? He's going to go and pick up a baseball bat. And he's going to go ham on him.
Yeah, like that sounds about right. So the only thing that would be missing in that crossover is the fact that Keiichi was set in the 80s, so they didn't have a computer, much less a navy.
Oh, yeah, good
point.
Was
this series actually set in the 80s?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So he'd be blown away like, whoa.
Yeah, look at, what is this?
What is this technology?
Yeah. So we had some pretty big revelations in the show so far in these past three episodes. So again, they showed the Knights, or what we think are the Knights. The only reason I have to believe that the three people they showed were the Knights is because of that symbol.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So anytime the Knights do anything, there's a specific symbol shown. They show three people who received, I guess, some sort of processor with that symbol on it. So if they're not the Knights, they might just be some puppets for whoever the Knights really are.
Okay.
Because somebody has to be sending them that technology to be able to go into the wire like that.
So quick question. So quick recap. So right now we have the wire, which I guess we can assume is somewhat like virtual reality or a matrix type complex type thing.
Right.
And so I guess that's connected to so many things in the world, just like how Alexa is connected to everything and like the house and everything.
Right.
So I'm guessing that these knights are just a terrorist group.
Yeah. Or hackers.
Or hacker group.
Right.
That are like manipulating things throughout the world.
Yeah. And I think episode 5, they actually shown Lane becoming friends with the knights. But then I think in episode 6, I think it was 6, the knights actually tried to take her out.
Yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
They placed the parasite in her computer and it blew up. And she ran outside. So there's been these two men in a black car, in the black suits, that have been following her around the whole time. Mm-hmm. And the main key part there was she thought that they were responsible mm-hmm. for blowing up her navy. And she kept asking, well, who did it then if it wasn't you? Mm-hmm. And then what did he say?
The knights.
Hey.
So they're protecting her, though.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I don't know why they don't. If they're threatened by her, why don't they just try to get her to join them?
You know what? I feel like what they were doing when they talked to Lane at first, because she was constantly interacting with these knight characters on her in the world on the wire.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like they were just trying to like fill her out. Like, okay, what are you about, Lane? Like, let's talk mm-hmm. to her. And I guess they're starting to realize, because we hear from other people like, oh, she's pretty powerful.
Right.
She like Lane's ability like transcends the wire in reality. Mm-hmm. So they probably just start realizing like, oh, she's too much of like a threat.
A threat. Yeah. And that's basically what happened. So they finally convinced her to come in and speak to them. While they were speaking to her, they posed some questions to her that she couldn't answer. Normal questions that someone might ask you. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of your birthdays? Do you know your mom or dad's birthday? Do you know how they met? You know,
now this is the organization, those two guys that found her, right?
Right. And so it's making it seem like either she's not real or she doesn't have her memories or something like you were saying, something's fake somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
For real, some augmented reality.
And how would she even build up her computer like that? Like, that's just insane for a kid to just build it up that much.
So I think I have an answer for you so far.
Please help
so
me.
Far. So there was one episode called Kids, and she went into the Wired and sought out this old doctor, professor. What was he?
Yeah.
Looked like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders.
He looked like a doctor.
It was his cousin, Japanese cousin.
So it turns out this doctor was doing experiments with kids. So it was taking the little bit of psychic ability that these kids had, put it all together to create one massive ball of energy. Mm. And apparently he scrapped it. And the Knights, or what we perceive to be the Knights, has now tried to recreate this now. So he scrapped the project, thought he deleted everything, thought he threw it away 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I think. And now it's back. So here's my theory so far. Mm-hmm. We see kids now.
Oh.
In the anime doing what? See, I was joking when I said it looked like they were trying to throw the Genki-Dama, the spirit bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But they would just stop in the middle of the street, all these kids, and put their hands in the air like they were powering up a spirit bomb.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were doing.
And in one episode, it finally showed what they were looking at. The clouds cleared, and it was Lane.
Mm-hmm.
A naked Lane in the clouds, as if they were worshiping her or something like that. So I think they were actually giving her their little bit of psychic power, basically recreating his experiments from 15 years ago.
Oh,
that's my theory on it.
See, I thought what they would be doing, I had a similar kind of thing, but I always thought that they were using the wire to try to take people's psychic energy or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like sending it somewhere else.
So it could be a situation where they're using their psychic power to power the wired, which seems to be controlled by Lane, only because the other thing that I noticed is when she spoke to the knights,
mm-hmm.
you can just hear them mumble.
Mm-hmm.
Their body, not even their mouth or ears, as they mentioned, were mm-hmm. in the wired. So her body, her full body's in the Wired, and she can roam around and walk around. She had one person that was trying to help her, but he can only get his mouth to appear in the Wired.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor, or whoever he was, Colonel Sanders, that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to keep calling him, his whole body was in the Wired also.
You know, I did think about that too, because when she was calling the dude the fake Cheshire Cat, and his uh-huh. mouth was talking,
right.
I was like, okay, well, how come we see his mouth, and like you said, the Colonel Sanders is in there.
Yeah, his whole body's there. So yeah. she did ask him, well, what did you do with all the energy that you did, that you were able to produce? I don't think he answered that question. So, and my theory is he used it to permanently place himself inside of the Wired. Because
mm-hmm.
he has his whole body there, and he was basically chilling there, as he said, until his physical body rots away.
You know what? Like, the more we talk about this, the more it gets my mind going to where now I'm thinking that, I think earlier you mentioned something where like Lane is powering the Wire. I'm starting to actually think that she is like the whole manifestation of the Wire, like the mm-hmm. online, like if internet were its own entity, yeah. that's what she would be.
And I guess the only other weird thing that's happened is that she appears to be having conversations with God.
Mm-hmm.
They keep trying to make reference. Is it a real God or is it a God in a Wired? Which one is it? We don't know. But she's having some conversations with somebody that's calling himself God.
Mm.
So and of course, they keep bashing home the point of the physical existence is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's all about the existence in the Wired. Your physical body is not needed, which goes back to what we saw earlier in the episodes, all the people committing suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're thinking, hey, I'm good. I'll just stay in the Wired forever. I don't need this body.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a cult, like a internet cult,
mm-hmm.
virtual reality, like you said, Matrix thing going on.
Because, you know, the one girl, she sure was like messaging all the other girls, like, hey, I'm still alive. She kept sending an email out to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that this is connecting so much. And then talking about it.
Hey, I'm just making up stuff, though.
What?
I could be all wrong.
I mean, I could be, too, you know. I mean, I'm eating this up, what you're saying right now.
Hey.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Unbiased, damn.
I know. It's like, what the heck, right?
This is way over my head. Y'all lost me already. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
What? Man, where did we lose yet? What street?
She's a manifestation of the Wired, or I don't know, this whole like psychic thing. I don't know. And y'all are like really getting each other too. And I'm just looking at y'all like, I don't know what is going on.
I had to put my thinking hat on.
Uh-oh.
It didn't work. So I took it off and I put my thinking fedora on. I said, this ain't working. And I was like, you know what? just forget it, guys, dog it. I can only afford to.
Then he just said, you know what? Whatever he says, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, I'm going to just go with it.
Might be tripping.
Yep.
I almost wonder, though, for real, since y'all have been watching anime for a long time and I have not, y'all tend to think on a different, deeper level than I do on this. I feel like maybe y'all are more used to the way that animes are written. Because I'm like, I feel kind of dumb for real. I'm like, this stuff seems so above my head. And it gets so complicated.
Well, with this anime specifically, it's really all about the little details. I mean, mm-hmm. it might be a 23-minute episode, but there might just be two words that someone utters that makes all the difference, mm-hmm. that will put everything together. And if you just blink, sneeze, or if you just can't hear those two words, you'll be lost, or at least in your own mind, because, again, I'm just making this stuff up.
You know what? Because I remember... That goes back to like what I said. Like when I had to watch it a second time, I start picking up a lot more stuff, and I was like, "Oh, mm-hmm. it's starting to make more sense." Because
yeah.
of my first run through, it didn't make any sense. And then I remember, like you mentioned something, like I forgot what it was, but they were showing the power lines, mm-hmm. and you were like, "Oh, you were like, I just realized something."
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there like, "What did he realize?"
Hey, see, I hadn't really tested out my theory yet, so I'm not gonna just throw it out there.
Okay,
but basically, it has something to do. When you're watching Lane the whole time, there's a lot of silence. But sometime during the silence, they have the power lines humming.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened right as the power lines were humming. And I feel like it has something to do with the Wired. Mm-hmm. So it's like the humming of the power lines has to mean something. The blood in the shadows that we see has to mean something.
Because I've noticed that. I always wondered, what is this blood in the shadows? Like usually it's just, it's steel. I saw behind Lane, it was constantly moving. And I still don't understand what that representation
And I think there was one time where the blood wasn't red. I think it might have been purple or blue. And anything, you know, what we know about blood is that blood is not red. Blood is actually, I think, purple until the oxygen hits it. And then it's red.
Yep.
So I wonder if the blue spots, you know, that we saw were something wired related, as opposed to the red. Maybe that's how we know that they're still in the normal world when we see the red blood in the shadows.
You know what? That's actually what I was thinking too. Because I said I was thinking that when they just whenever you see the spots behind them, they were in the wire then. But like you said, that may be true. Like okay, like. If you're inside of, you know, if you're inside the body, you know, it's going to be that color. But if you're outside of it, like red, then technically you're in reality.
In the real world, yeah.
But because one thing I have to say is that if this show is making me question what is real and what's not real, hey, congratulations. You confused the heck out of me.
Yeah, it's doing a good job of that.
Yeah, it sure is.
And we really haven't touched on her sister in that whole episode. Yeah. Her sister kind of freaked out and just... But I have a theory on that, too, that I need to test. I can't wait to watch the rest of the episodes. But I had a theory, and Mike, you kind of touched on it just a little bit.
Oh, really?
Because I think in episode five is when she kind of went crazy. She was in the bathroom, and she kept seeing things that said, fulfill the prophecy. And they were talking about the prophecy when Lane was talking to her dolls, which sounded like God, but who knows who it was. But and then when she got home, finally the sister made it home. There was another sister, like a doppelganger or a clone, walking around the house. And when the doppelganger looked over at the door, there was nothing there.
Yeah, that was weird.
But then when Lane came through, she looked over at the door. She saw just like this
a spirit or
like
something,
a spiritual or digital figure of her sister.
Oh, yeah. Could have been digital.
Yeah. And fast forward to episode 7, I think it was. I think some people that Lane were talking to on the wire basically asked her, well, who is that? So she looked behind her. Her sister was standing at the door. And she started, something weird like that. And what did you say?
She was talking just like the people on the wire.
Well, you said she was talking like the computer.
Like the computer, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a theory about all that I haven't been able to piece together yet.
Well, and at the end of episode 6, I think, after some of that weird stuff happened and the mom was talking to her about like getting into college or something, a recommendation letter, and she was just staring at the TV like she was...
on drugs?
Yeah. Like completely out of it. Just now, like comatose. Yeah.
Like her brain was like scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard her say anything... legit since she got home and saw the doppelganger, because the quote unquote doppelganger said something to Lane, but after that the sister hasn't said one word in English anyway.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So yeah, I really, because we only have, let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 6 more episodes.
Oh cool.
So I'm really ready to watch the next 3.
Same here.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Like I said, I mean, that's, your theory is better than mine. Like I said, I just assume they all have just like a bad acid trip or something. And then I don't know.
That can't be an answer for all the anime.
I know. That's what you said last time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Like there was a gas when they leak cry. Or something.
Oh, they're just all high off the gas.
Oh, well, it's like, I just assume everybody's on drugs.
This is like, obviously.
Right? I mean, think about it. In real life, if you have some people doing some weird, crazy stuff, you're like, okay, what you taking? What you on?
Bath salts.
You on bath salts?
For real. Some LSD or...
I'm going to get this smack out your body.
What?
I'm sorry, but... In the real reality, we would, the first option is they're either crazy or they're on drugs. So, you know, that's, I'm just being 100 with it. So,
yeah,
that's me.
Okay.
Mike be tripping.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on.
Round two.
Got a couple of trailer reviews. So this is our Xbox episode. So Mike B chose The Witcher 3. as his trailer, and I chose Forza Horizon 3. So we're going to start there. So,
Mike B,
what'd you think about the Forza Horizon 3 trailer?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, yeah?
You know, this is what I'll say. I'm not going to go too much into the scores, but graphic-wise, 10 out of 10 for me.
Oh, yeah?
You know, because, you know, with any racing game, it's going to be up there. They're, you know, I feel like they're like the pinnacle of like what everybody else is trying to do with their graphics.
Yeah, well, that and I guess Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, and Final Fantasy games, yeah.
Yeah. Well, as far as graphics for me, I gave it a 9.
Oh, you did?
It wasn't a perfect 10, only because I don't know if you noticed, but all the outside stuff during the day looked great. But there was this one part where it went to like nighttime carnival or something, mm-hmm. and those graphics weren't quite on point, as in my opinion.
Oh, you saw some stuff kind of out of place and everything?
Yeah, it just looked kind of weird. But anyway, so what is there anything you didn't like about it, the trailer?
There was very little that I didn't like, just not like about it. It was mm-hmm. it was all pretty solid. Yeah. You know, it's pretty good. I'm not hard to impress. So, you know,
ladies, it doesn't take much. Ladies.
It don't take much. But you know, I guess if I had to like call a gripe, is actually I don't have any gripes.
Oh,
so pretty good.
So what was your overall score?
Actually, my overall score was actually an 8.
Okay.
So it was an 8. I guess the reason why I can give a reason for that, why I gave it an 8.
Okay.
Mainly because, you know, you don't really have too much story-based stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I've heard that like this Forza has somewhat of like a little following or something in it. But like, you know, if thank goodness I kind of played like a demo to it before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because, you know, they always have it at like GameStop and everything.
So this was hard for me because I was thinking, should we take the story element out of this as far as the scoring? But the last Forza game I played had a story. It was the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Forza. And the last racing game that I played, at least to completion at the time before DLC, was Need for Speed, High Pursuit for PS4. It definitely had a storyline when you can play as the cops or you can play as the street racers, and it had a full story. So, you know, you don't always associate story with racing games, especially simulation racing games. Mm-hmm. But I decided to go ahead and leave it in there because it seems like nowadays there's more racing games with a story than without one.
I mean, I feel like it just gives more of a purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's all, you can always just, for those who love the game, they can play it. They can sit down, race, have a good time. But for like people like me who, you know, racing games aren't my forte, but I would want a reason or something compelling to make me want to keep racing and get to the end. Like mm-hmm. you saw the new trailer to like the new Forza, I believe. They had it where they were driving in the desert or so. And
was it Forza 6?
Something like that.
Yeah. The main trailer that I keep seeing now as far as simulation racing is the Gran Turismo Sport that was just released. But mm-hmm. Still no story, but they try to give you a reason to race.
Yeah.
They tried to make sure you had that. So,
unbiased Dan,
what did you think about the Forza Horizon 3 trailer?
I thought it was pretty good. I gave it a 6.6, which isn't very high, but that really is because
this.
I didn't really like the set, like the music or what? Anything. It wasn't hype enough for me. I liked, I loved the graphics,
okay,
and I liked what was going on, but I like the cars looked cool and yeah. everything looked really cool, but I was like, this isn't the right music to me. It's not getting me.
The music didn't match, but I did like the music.
Like, it needed the Tekken music. I needed, like, some
hip-hop.
Yeah.
Old school hip-hop.
Yeah. Because
this was more like some, what, techno, kind of like trance music or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of racing games do that type thing, unless it's, like, an American base.
Yeah, because it's like a fast-paced song, because all the action on the screen is usually fast-paced, because the cars are going, mm-hmm. you know, 100 miles an hour.
Hey, yeah. Ann, quick question. Did you want me to like hold Forza up real quick so you can get some more shots in?
No. No.
Well, the thing I want to know is, how does it compare to Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We haven't really seen, we haven't played it. Probably not as good.
Okay.
But, so. I, and also the other thing was, the hype factor was, I mean, it was still pretty good, but it was just kind of like there was not any, like you said, there was no story, there was no talking, there was no nothing. It was just a bunch of cars driving around. It did look pretty cool though. So, like I said, the graphics were probably the best thing. The worst thing for me, or what, not worst, but you know what I mean? Whatever. It just wasn't very exciting.
Okay.
Past the cars.
Yeah. So what was your overall score?
6.6.
6.6. Okay. So that leads into my score.
Genesis.
6.8.
Okay. So okay. We're similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So same thing. No story. The info. They didn't give a lot of info. Yeah. All it said was download the demo today. They didn't say when today was or when the game would be released. The only thing it showed was that. The graphics were, again, amazing. Now, the hype. The hype for me is there only because I do like simulation racing games. Mm-hmm. And this one is like an arcade version of a simulation game. I've been wanting to play a Forza Horizon, but I haven't played one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have not played one. And we got a really good deal off of someone of the neighborhood app? What is it called?
Nextdoor.
Nextdoor app. We saw a guy who's selling three Xbox One games for $30.
Like new ones.
So you're saying this is the Nextdoor app. It's not, I can just go next door to our neighbor.
Correct. Don't go next door to our neighbor.
Yeah, don't go over there.
Okay, my bad.
You might get shot if you go that way.
Try to get shot.
Because, yeah, you might get shot over there and over here. I don't think Larry plays games. Shout out to Larry.
What's up, Larry?
So, yeah, we got three games for $30. It was Call of Duty Black Ops 3 with the steel case, Forza Horizon 3, and FIFA 17, all for $30. It was a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you guys did good.
Yeah, we did good on that one. So again, I'm very hyped, you know, to play it because I have not played one, but I've been wanting to. And it's been a while since I played a simulation racing game. It might be Forza 5. Might have been the last one that I played as far as a simulation racing game. If not, definitely 4. I remember playing 4.
Mm-hmm. What was the one that you played where, like, the police were coming after you and you could run through the gas station real quickly to, like, heal the car?
That was the Need for Speed.
I was about to say.
Hot Pursuit.
I like that one.
Yeah, and that's the difference between arcade and simulation. So the simulation games are, like, racing like you would see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's legit. You got to slow down. You got to make pit stops. You got to change your tires. You got to fix all the gear ratios and depending on the track and all that kind of stuff.
That's how the F1 games are.
Yeah. But the arcade style games are the more fast paced, fun, a lot of action, a lot of crazy crashes and things like that. So what's the difference between Madden versus NFL Blitz?
You know what? Here's another explanation. It's like, you can smash one of those cars into like a wall and you can still be good just going down the road. Like, okay, no problems in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And like the ones, like you said, the simulation one,
mm-hmm.
it's like you sit there as soon as you like hit that wall. Oh, you got
to go pit to get that stuff repaired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause there's no way you're going to win the race.
Right. So let's jump right into the next one. The Witcher 3. Mike B, this was your game. So we're not going to go to you first.
Dang.
He was all excited. Hey. In his face.
I said, ooh, here it come.
So.
Unbiased Dan.
What did you think about the Witcher 3 trailer?
Okay. I gave it a 6.0.
Ooh.
I was highly disappointed in this trailer. I was really disappointed. Okay. There wasn't. The graphics were good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was weird. Sometimes the graphics looked really good to me, and sometimes they looked very bad.
I agree.
I was like, what is happening?
I agree totally.
Okay, so that kind of confused me, but there was no speaking, so I couldn't really... I didn't know what the storyline was. I really didn't know what was happening. I didn't know any kind of character relationship or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just boring. There was no hype for me. I didn't like the music. It felt just really old and like medieval times. And I was just like, I don't know. I'm not really feeling this at all.
Ooh. Anything that you did like about it?
The times that they had good graphics, those moments.
Yeah.
Dang.
There were times where like you could see the fine lines on the guy's face. Mm-hmm. And like it was really good.
Right.
But it just was switching too much.
Hey, man. Hey, there's a There's a bus stop outside. If you want to push it, you know, push Witcher 3.
Right underneath it?
Yeah.
Ooh. So let me jump in real quick here. So I gave it a 7.8, which is not really good considering all the awards it said it won when we first pulled it up on the trailer. First thing it said, 200 awards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. So you won that 7.8 doesn't really reflect that. I agree with the graphics. When they show the main character up close, yeah, those the details on his face and his armor and his hair, all that was good. Everything else was kind of choppy. They show one part where I guess a girl fell off a horse or something, and that looked horrible. It looked like some PS1 graphics. I didn't know what was going on there. Some of the backgrounds look amazing with all the trees and all that kind of stuff, but generally speaking, a lot of it just looked really, really choppy. I was good with the sound as far as the music goes. I think it fit. It fit with the story or narrative that I made up in my head, because again, there was no one speaking, so I didn't really know what was going on. My best guess is that it looks like he's trying to find his daughter. That's what I got from it. Because they showed scenes of the girl who was injured, and someone picked her up and walked off with her, and it looks like he's trying to find her. But then they show, I guess, flashbacks of him, and I don't know if this is his wife. She looks a lot younger than him, but it seems like maybe that's their daughter. So that's what I got from it. So the music that they were playing fits well with that narrative that I created in my head. I could be totally wrong.
What's up with the guy cutting his ear off?
I got that right there as far as story.
What was that?
Maybe if I didn't see him trying to cut his ear off, it would have scored a little higher there. It was just like,
what
are you doing? just sitting there trying to cut his ear off, and it's like, why would they
show that?
That made me kind of cringe a little bit. Like, ooh.
It's like, what? As far as the hype, I feel like the choppy graphics are coming from the fact that this appears to be a PC port. I don't know. I haven't looked up anything, but this looks like it will be an awesome PC game. And if you know anything about me, I don't like the PC ports to console. I just don't. They usually play better with a mouse and keyboard as opposed to a controller. So this was the Xbox One. I think something as massive as this game seems like a massive map and game. It'll probably play a little smoother on the PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. So, but a lot of info at the end. Told you everything you needed to know.
Yeah.
Everything plus some. So again, overall, I gave it a 7.8. Mike B. What you got?
So,
Mike B, 10.0.
I gave it a 9.6.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike B tripping.
I went there.
A 9?
I gave it a 9.6 because it looks good.
Okay, so what?
but I do have to say I have been influenced a little bit. So, you know, there's a little influence with that score.
So we might change your name. We have
Unbiased Dan.
Might have to make Biased Mike.
Yeah, Biased Mike. That's me. Bias all the way to the core of my bones.
Okay.
So, I can feel it in my bones, the biasness.
So I know you're a fan, but what specifically about the trailer did you like so much?
Well, I've heard all different types and different things of story and the lore with The Witcher. And so far from the trailer, when I was watching it, it made a lot of sense. Like, it was pretty good because, you know, they showed some gameplay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it was really cinematic and it was pretty good for Xbox One, you know, for the game that they're trying to do. You know, if it was like a Final Fantasy game and it looked like this, I probably would have been like, I don't know. You know, Final Fantasy could do better. But it was pretty good for what it is. Plus, you know, like you said, I agree, the music fit really well with the trailer.
Right.
So, you know, the music, it kind of got me like, oh, okay, you know, I'm kind of feeling like the story or the passion of like what's going on in this. Plus, you know, of course my hype is going to be real high because, you know, what is it? I have The Witcher 2 in the other room. I haven't played it, but I'm intending on getting to that eventually. You know, I want to eventually go back and play all of them. So, you know, info, They gave us all the info we needed. Like you said, you know, system, release date, everything you need to know to get to the information website. So, you know, that's a plus with me also, but.
All right. So is the only reason it didn't get a 10 because of the guy with the ear?
Yes.
Okay.
The guy with the ear. At first I was like, ooh, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Here it come. He cut his ear and I was like, nope. It's just a little bit. Just drop down the score. Just like, like life points.
Yeah. Straight up Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel style.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm just curious real quick. So what happened? What's The Witcher 2 about?
Witcher 2? Oh, okay. The Witcher
quickly.
2. Well, I mean, if he knows, because he just said he didn't play it.
Oh, you didn't play Witcher 2?
I know a little bit of it. So apparently, generally what I know of what the story is, it's like you have Geralt of Rivia, and he's actually a witcher, and a witcher is... I guess you would think they go around hunting witches, mm-hmm. but they don't. That is not his thing. He does not like to hunt witches, apparently. But
is he a witch?
No, he's not a witch either.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I was kind of wondering where it came from.
I'm gonna drop my score some more. He's not hunting witches, and he's not a witch. It's called The Witcher.
So
2.0.
what he's doing, he's like a hunter. He's like a modified human that people pay to go and kill monsters out in the world. You got like griffins, Nosferatu, and all kind of like weird stuff out there that you pay him and he'll go out and kill it and he'll save your village for you.
Okay, so that was Witcher 2.
Generally, that's just the whole story of Witcher.
Just the whole Witcher experience.
Oh, okay.
All I know is that in Witcher 2, Geralt gets with this sorceress named Trish Merigold or something like that.
Sorceress as in a witch?
You know what? He don't fight witches, but he do get with them though.
Okay, all right. Player.
Trish Merigold, is that what you said?
What's up, Trish?
So here's the deal. So now comes the part where
Unbiased Dan
chooses which game we play. Now, I will record this if it happens. So if she chooses The Witcher 3, mm-hmm. if she does, mm-hmm. and I play The Witcher 3 and there's no witches, mm-hmm. I will record myself breaking the game in half. And we'll post it somewhere on social media. Because that makes absolutely no sense.
Might be tripping.
I'll do it.
You know who you reminded me? Terrence at GameStop. Like, you just look so serious. Like, when we're talking and he's like, just totally, I don't know. You just look totally serious.
Terrence at GameStop.
Terrence, the guy at GameStop.
That one guy.
Oh, GameStop. The one guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
I know. Mm-hmm. The one with the, that pre-ordered the big Capcom Infinite box set with all the figures and the stones in it.
I don't know, but we talk to him sometimes and he's funny.
Shout out to Terrence.
Yeah.
We usually only do one shout out a show, but. Shout out to Larry.
Today.
I mean, you know,
shout out to Terrence.
Everybody probably got a Terrence at their GameStop.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's at our same GameStop.
Just
most of the
GameStop,
people, most of the people at our GameStop are really cool. You just like look just like him when you did that. Like just the seriousness on your face. Because when he talks, he's usually...
I'm dead serious.
I see that.
If there's no witches in this game, I will snap it in half if we have to play it.
Dang.
So...
Unbiased Dan.
Which game will we be reviewing on our next Xbox podcast?
Not Witcher 3, I can tell you that.
Hey, hold up, Ann, hold up. But you know Halloween coming up.
No, I can't with that.
Dang.
Forza Horizon 3.
All right.
Forza Horizon 3.
Mike, hey, you like Forza. So that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, I like the music. I'm going to just be jamming in the background, you know, my glow sticks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Rave. Yeah. I'm right there.
You right there with me?
Might be tripping.
No.
What? Hey, man. I was getting a workout over here, too. Y'all should have seen me. I thought you were about to pull your back out or something. Yeah. Let's see if I can't throw my back out. Okay, let me stop.
Might be tripping.
All right, let's move on. So we'll play Forza Horizon 3 and review it on our next Xbox podcast. But the game we're reviewing today, the full review of Gears of War 4. So, Mike B., what'd you think about Gears 4?
I think it's cool.
Cool.
I actually like it.
Cool and you like it.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. I like it. You know, the story is always good to me. You know, at first I was kind of like, okay, what can they do now? You know, because, you know, whenever Gears came out, you were like, oh, got to get Gears. You know, when this one came out, I wasn't quick to go to it. But, I mean, I was still interested. I already knew it was going to be surefire.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly I like playing online.
Oh, okay. So you like playing Gears online.
Yeah. You know, the Horde mode, I believe. You remember the mode that we were both doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot.
Okay.
That was pretty fun. The cooperation.
So anything you didn't like about it so far?
You know what? One thing I don't know if this is a real gripe, but it kind of reminds me kind of like Dawn of War or Warhammer, where the characters are kind of like a little bit too big.
Yeah.
They
kind of look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, I kind of understand it. It's like, okay, I guess they're genetically enhanced or something, but for some of those people, but like, they're a little bit too big for me, where I'm like, I feel like I'm some clumsy, big giant dude running around. I'm like,
as far as the graphics goes, yeah, I usually it looks silly along with the big chin.
Yeah.
However, on Gears, 1 through 3, I don't think I ever played Judgment. It felt like you were a big character and it was sluggish. And you were running around kind of slow and moving around slow. The thing that I liked about this Gears was, which was a pleasant surprise because I don't like third-person shooters, it was smooth. The controls were really, really, really smooth, especially compared to the old ones. They weren't as stiff. So that was a real, you know, winner in my book as far as something that they changed. I don't know if I could have went to the old settings and the old Gears and changed the sensitivity, but this one was good right out the gate.
Okay, that's what's up.
So what did you give Gears 4 overall?
I gave Gears 4 a 7.5.
Okay. Oh, Mike over there dying.
I got that Toki syndrome.
So I gave it a 7.75. So
okay.
Yeah,
I'm pretty close.
Yeah, we're ready.
Pretty close.
So I love the Horde mode. Horde.
So use our enunciation.
Yeah, I don't want to have to change our settings on SoundCloud to explicit content. Yeah, the Horde mode.
Horde mode.
So I like that. It was that mode alone that makes me want to play the game again.
Yeah.
My online experience, I did not like it online. It's too slow for me. And the story, actually, the campaign mode, I didn't really like it. I need to play it a little more because they did a lot of character development with these new characters or people that I think they're new, because I've never seen them before. So I'm assuming they're new characters. From the trailer and the commercial, I guess this main character is his son. And I don't know if he was in Judgment or not or something like that, but yeah, I'm not feeling the story right now.
Not feeling it.
With the drunk uncle or whoever he is. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just not feeling it. And I think...
Unbiased Dan.
Hitting on the nose, it just doesn't feel like the old Gears of War, where we're fighting monsters and aliens that are coming out the ground. Feel like we're just fighting robots and it's all above ground and everything's...
So what you're saying is this is just like Star Wars Episode 7.
Oh, you're making me do math. I don't know which one is Episode 7.
That was the newest one.
Oh.
So, you know, you have like your original trilogy, and then it's like they had to go do their new thing. You're like, Not a prequel. It's the next one in the series. So.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder how they're going to turn the story around. Because right now, like I said, we're fighting robots or people that look like robots. There's no monsters. There's no gore. It's just... And kind of friendly. Even some of the music was like, what kind of music is this? This isn't Gears music. I feel like I can play Gears, like you just said, around Halloween time, and it might do, you know?
Yeah.
But this one, as far as the story mode. But that Horde mode, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
So some of the other things we ranked were the ranking system online. Mm-hmm. I had a problem with this.
What's the problem?
The problem is it appeared to have four different rankings.
Oh yeah.
So it looked like you had a main ranking that was over all of the modes. Then you had a horde rank, but then you had your ranked, and then you had your social rank, which the social rank is just the unranked matches. And I feel like I'm saying ranked a lot. Probably need a button on Faintana for that. Ranked. So it was just too much. It was kind of all over the place. The other thing I didn't like about it, and this might be partially my fault. So we have the game on the Xbox One S, Gears of War 4 edition. So it came with the system along with the season pass. So when I finally fired this thing up, we had so many of the unlocks as far as their cards.
Mm-hmm.
And there were hundreds to go through, and that was just a pain. I guess if I would have kept up with it and just did it as, you know, every month, it was just a pain. And then trying to figure out what they were for, how to activate them, and having all these cards but only being able to activate one at a time, I was like, am I missing something here? So
wait, those came because we have the Gears of War Xbox?
Because we have the season pass.
Oh, okay.
So every time they put out a new DLC, I guess they gave some of these cards, and you can buy them, you know, if you don't get them, or you can unlock them in the game. So I was just like, eh.
So you were sitting there for like 30 minutes opening up stuff?
Try an hour.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, hundreds. To unlock. So I was able to unlock a bunch and then upgrade a bunch of cards because you can upgrade them by stacking them. Mm-hmm. So if you get two of the same one, you can put them together and make it better. So again, overall, so far, I'm not liking the story. Online play is blah. And the horde mode is where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the horde mode?
So it's just waves and waves of enemies, and either more enemies come per wave or harder enemies come per wave.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think the reason why we like that so much is that we just got to cooperate a lot more in the game, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, okay, you know, we just want to just constantly keep killing, you know, and then interacting with other people and just the teamwork that goes on around us.
Yeah, we probably, not that we didn't get far mm-hmm. with our low ranks. Mm-hmm. We got to wave 16.
Yeah.
And we could have gotten further, but people dropped out, left us in there by ourselves. And I think somebody dropped out without us knowing it. So we were still kind of running around as if we had an extra person there to help us when we actually didn't.
Yeah.
So if I would have known that, I would have been staying closer to you to keep you alive because you kept dying.
Poor Mike.
Hey, what happened? But I killed a lot, though.
Yeah.
I killed a lot.
So
I put some work in.
Yeah. So if you like third person shooters and if you like Gears in general, yeah, I definitely recommend this game. So what we did, as we always do, is we let Unbiased Ann take a crack at it. Offline, multiplayer map, team deathmatch style.
Hold on real quick. Hold on. Let me go ahead and get that stretcher ready for it. Okay. I got it ready. I got it ready for it. Okay. All the game got to do is just fall back.
All right. Here we go.
I am being kind of cold-hearted today, I guess.
Cold-blooded.
Or cold-blooded.
So,
Unbiased Dan.
What did you think about your third-person shooter experience?
Well, when I played myself, I didn't like it because I felt like, what was that, Call of Duty? What was the other one that I played where I was running around?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's the same thing, and it's not fun for me. I don't want to chase people around and try to fight them and shoot them. It's just not interesting.
Don't worry, Gears. I got you. No, just fall back.
And I still have trouble getting the controls down because the little joystick thing on the right that where you kind of turn around
mm-hmm.
to view, I tend to go up and down a lot,
mm-hmm.
which I just can't react quick enough. I haven't played. I don't know. I just can't pick up the controls. So it's not fun. But I did like the story mode out of everything.
So you did like the story mode with the drunk uncle.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like, it could be better. It is weird. The actual story is weird, but I prefer story mode to third person shooter just running around. Mm-hmm. So I found that I was paying a lot more attention when y'all were playing in that mode. And I was trying to understand what is happening. What is this about? Because I have no history of Gears of War. I don't know what it's about. Mm-hmm. I just loved the trailer.
So speaking of the trailer, Mike brought up a good idea. So something new we're going to introduce is comparing our trailer score to our actual game review score.
Oh, go Mike.
Mike be tripping.
What am I tripping?
Even when he has a good idea, he's tripping.
Yeah. So my Gears of War 4 trailer score was an 8.8. And again, my grand total for the actual game after I played it was a 7.75. So I guess that means they did a really good job with the trailer. Mm-hmm. And whoever created that should get a raise.
For real.
So what about you? How did yours pan out?
So, of course, you know, I had gave Gears here a 7.5, but my trailer review was a 9.2.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So a big letdown.
Big, yeah.
So what I hear is you don't own this game, and with that being said, you probably won't buy it.
More than likely I'm not. No.
What?
What?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, you know, it looked good.
Yeah, that trailer was dope.
The trailer looks dope. It made me be like, okay, I gotta go get this.
So I think we just need to play more into it. I feel like we got through 25% of the game.
Yeah.
And we still didn't see any of the aliens or monsters that we saw in the trailer, because the trailer had looked like old school Gears.
Yeah.
But again, we got 25% into the game and
we're not seeing it yet.
No, we saw a little bit, but those were more like flashbacks.
Yeah.
Of, hey, because I think in the beginning, I guess maybe she's the
Fleet Admiral.
Something. The general, or I don't know. She's in control of the army.
El Capitan.
Yeah. And she basically, it sounded like she was doing a speech for Marcus.
Yeah.
Which we all know is the main character from the other Gears. As if he had died or something.
Mm-hmm.
And as she was telling the story, it took you back to specific battles where you got to fight. So that's the only time we actually saw any of the Horde.
I have a question. Should I say spoiler alert if I say he's alive? Because, I mean, I don't even know if he is technically, but we've seen it in the trailers and stuff.
Yeah, because they haven't shown any of those scenes from the trailer yet from what we saw. So
I'm just saying he's alive because, you know, like I said, hey. You know.
So what was the other Gears of War, not the 1, 2, or 3, the other.
So with that being said, we can go ahead and get right into
round three.
Oh, okay. Am I jumping ahead?
A little bit, but it's all good.
Okay.
You know, I don't have a button for Unbiased and Be Tripping.
I know.
That would be a long sound bite. So
you could just say Mike Be Tripping. He can just take one for the team.
Mike Be Tripping.
Why you gotta hit the button for me?
Ah, always tripping.
I was just sitting here being quiet.
So, in preparation for Gears of War 4, I decided to go ahead and play some Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
Oh.
Yeah, because so I started playing it a long time ago when it first came out. I think we found it at Half Price Books for really cheap, and it was that combo. I usually don't like to buy the combo games, but it just came out with such a good deal. It was the Gears of War Ultimate Edition plus Rare Replay. All in one, and I think I got it like the second week it came out for like $25 or something at Half Price Books. So I had to pick that up. So I started playing it with Mike B.
Mm-hmm. Mike B.
Yeah.
And we probably beat 3 levels. And Mike was like, yeah, we're going to beat this whole game. We're going to get all these achievements.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those were good times.
And we're going to do this and that and this and that.
I remember that, yeah.
And, yeah, we didn't do none of that.
Oh, dang.
None of it at all.
Dang, man. Why not?
Mike be tripping.
You know why not.
What, man? Oh, man, we need to pick that game back up and play it again, dog.
Yeah, so I just decided to go ahead and just go forward with
Without Mike.
A solo campaign mode, because it had been like 2 years, man. Obviously, we weren't going to play this game.
Leave no player behind,
like,
dog.
Literally 2 years.
Why'd you leave me behind, dog? I was right there with you in spirit.
No, you weren't helping at all.
I was. Every time you had to reload, I was right there.
He didn't need your spirit. He needed your physical body.
No, spirit. You know, you need that. You need that mental motivation in you. I was that mental motivation that you needed to press forward to go past the horde.
That's true, because when I was shooting the horde in the face, I was picturing them as being...
Might be.
That is so objective.
So you helped.
Yeah, you helped a lot.
Thanks. Okay.
You helped a lot. Hey,
I helped out in some kind of way.
So
I deserve some kind of credit.
Yeah, very little. So yeah, round three, which we're in now, achievements. I did unlock quite a few achievements playing this alone. So,
you got some out there, man. You got one chapter 1 through 3. I was right there with you.
Yeah, I got like 15 points with you.
Yeah, man, 15. That's good, right? That's a good number.
No.
Oh, well.
So a lot of them are just story based. I think the only one I didn't get that was story based was recovered the 11 cog tags. So I don't know how many there are total, but I at least have 11 now. I think I might be up to 13. And one called Kill a Corpser. So I actually think that story related to, because I couldn't progress in the story without killing him. So I think that's the one that you said, oh, it looks like a big hand.
Yes. You know,
big spider. I think that was the one. Yeah, that thing was, I'm glad I didn't have to fight it head up, you know, because I don't know what I was. I tested it out. I tried to shoot it a couple of different places and it just wasn't doing any damage. So I had to use my brain more on this one and less bullets.
I really like that game.
You like Gears Ultimate?
It reminded me of Fallout 4. And I know they're completely different, but it's still just the way, the types of enemies, because there's one very similar to that big old hand. It's not the same, but it's the one that's like those crawly things, but they did the same thing when they jump up and it gives you that if you point to a certain place, once it turns red or once
those murk.
Yes. Yes.
You know, those things.
Mirror lurks.
And then I guess scorpion, they have a scorpion on there, a big scorpion, I think, on Fallout.
And they have like the king, whatever, the queen, whatever, the huge ones.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a combination of a couple of things. The environment or whatever, the background kind of reminded me of Fallout 4. And the enemies reminded me of Fallout 4. And just the way you interact, I guess, with those enemies, the way you fight them reminded me of it. I know it's not the same because you were working with somebody else. So it wasn't like the lone wanderer guy.
Yeah, and it's a more linear game, even though they give you options. Do you want to go left or right? But that's about it.
Right. You know? It wasn't like, and it didn't, but they did give you tasks, right? Kind of like Fallout 4, like go to this place and do this.
Yeah, but like you have to do that. That's the
it's
only
not an thing. Option.
Yeah. There's nothing else to do but to do that.
Yeah.
So you can't just all of a sudden decide, oh, I don't really feel like doing that. I'm going to do something else. No. It's not how this game works.
Yeah. Well, from what I saw, I did. I found that game super interesting.
So I think I got about 110 achievement points.
Ooh, dang.
By playing that. That's not bad. And with that 110 achievement points, it finally put me over 70,000 points.
Oh,
yeah, because you've been sitting at 69 something for a long time.
Hey, now watch your mouth. Now watch your mouth.
I'm never gonna catch up.
You'll catch up. Never.
Thanks for the motivation.
Never.
Yeah, so it finally put me over 70,000. So I don't know. At some point, I'll probably do some sort of task. So here's the deal. Let's go ahead and get some other plugs in. Not that we have any connection with the site, because we do not. But how I like to track my achievements is through trueachievements.com. So I believe there's actually an app for them on the Xbox One, which I was surprised. But I've been using them for years, and I actually have a paid subscription to their site. So that's how I keep track of mine. And the reason it's called True Achievements is because some achievements are only worth 5 points. However, they're really, 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 really hard to get.
Yeah.
And this site takes into account how many people have actually unlocked it versus how much it's worth. And they assign it a new score. So my true achievement score is actually 109,000 and some change. Mm-hmm. So, but my actual score is 70,145. So at a certain point, I don't know, it'll probably be next year. So we'll have the Twitch going by then, and I'll probably go on some sort of campaign to hit 100,000.
Quick question. So on the true achievements, because I haven't thoroughly looked at it all the way, but so say like if there's like a, they give you like 100 points on one achievement or so, right? But everybody and their mama got their achievement.
Yeah.
Would they actually like lower that down?
It doesn't go down, but if everybody and their mama and Unbiased Ann had it, and it's worth 100 points, then it will only be worth 100 points.
Okay. It's not going to like jump up or nothing. Okay.
Yeah. So when a game first comes out, you know, some of the points are inflated, but as more and more people unlock it, it goes down in value.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So that's where I keep track of mine. Like I said, sometime next year, be on the lookout for that. I'll do some of my big milestones, maybe on Twitch. You know, hey, 75,000. Mm-hmm. When I hit that mark, whatever game I'm playing, maybe I'll do a live stream for that, especially once I get to 100,000. Maybe I'll do a marathon for 100,000, just one weekend.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe I'm 1,000 points off and just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to beat this whole game. I'm gonna beat this whole game and then get to my 100,000. So, excuse me, we'll see.
Okay, that's what's up,
we'll
man.
See. I'll do something.
I can't wait to see that.
And here, so sometime in like 2032, when you finally catch me, we'll stream that too.
Gosh, dog it.
I don't think you'll ever catch him. He's so competitive. As soon as you start getting close, he's going to start working extra hard.
I'm going to like run in here and like sabotage all your Xboxes.
Well, I got replacements.
Gosh, dog it.
And, well, Mike is ahead of me on PlayStation, so that'll be a conversation for another episode.
I'm proud of that, too. I'm happy. I have something.
So, Mike, the Gears of War 4, we unlocked some achievements there, too. So, the Gears of War Ultimate got me over 70,000, but now I'm at 70,000 and some change because got a lot of achievements on that game, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many did you unlock? I feel like we unlocked, like, the same amount.
Yeah, we did get about the same amount. I got 14 on there.
14 total unlocked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know how many I have unlocked specifically, but I have 230. Yeah, I have 14.
Yeah, 14
for 230 points.
Yeah, because we went about the same amount, so.
Yeah, you were just following me around doing same stuff I was doing.
No, but there was that one achievement that you where I had to go to the menu, and I wouldn't have got that if you didn't tell me how to
get it. Yeah, so I was just about to ask you any specific memorable achievements or anything that you're working towards, but yeah, that was one weird one, and I think it has something to do with the Horde mode ranking, which again, I just, as I mentioned before, I don't like the ranking system on this game. But yeah, it was one called Reach Level 2 in one Horde class.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what the heck that was. It didn't automatically pop up. We just went to the menu, started looking around at some of the rankings and things, and then it popped up. Weird thing was, not only did it pop up, but it popped up with a diamond over to the left, and it made a different noise than it normally would when you unlock an achievement. So I didn't know what the heck was going on, but I gladly took my 25 points.
For real? I was like, dang, why did they give them that? Just for sitting here playing the game? Like, thank you.
Yeah, just clicking around on some stuff. So anything else you're working towards specifically on this game that you think you might pick up and make a conscious effort? Like, I'm going to go ahead and get this achievement.
Like on Gears 4
yeah.
itself? Mainly, I would just say, if anything, all the story-based ones. Everything that gets me down to the story.
Go ahead and finish off the campaign.
You know, and of course, you know, as much as I don't like online achievements, I wouldn't mind getting one, though, you know.
So I think as far as online goes, maybe the first thing we can do on Twitch when we finally fire it up is to try to complete waves 50 actually. 1 through 50 is an achievement.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
So we can sit down. We'll probably need 2 or 3 dedicated hours. I don't know if somebody would actually watch our Twitch for that long.
Or they can sit down and watch us play Cuphead and die a million times.
Us play Cuphead?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not playing Cuphead.
Gosh, doggy.
So, So yeah, I'm right there with you, getting some of the campaign achievements. That'll probably be the thing I do, go through, beat it, and I might be done with it. I'm surprised. I believe there's an achievement in here, if I can find it. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have this one already.
Which one?
Which one?
It's called Gold Digger.
Gold Digger.
For real, Mike.
So Gold Digger is spent 100,000 power in the fabricator across all sessions. So we story base, Gears 4. Mm-hmm. We get in, we steal this fabricator. Mm-hmm. Mike is using up all the power to generate all these weapons for himself. I'm running around with the pistol.
I thought for sure that I had my own points and you had your points.
No, it's shared points and you're stealing all the points.
No, because when I was looking at it, I said, oh, he got his points, I got my points. But hey, you have to admit, there were some weapons on the field. I dropped them down.
Yeah, because you died.
Yeah, exactly. But you still got them.
He's like, you're welcome.
So I'm surprised he doesn't have that one already. That's all I'm saying.
I hooked you up, man. You know,
he's just using that fabricator over and over and over and over.
I was testing it, dog. We don't know what the fabricator is.
You probably got this at 96%.
The fabricator is some fabricated thing that we don't know anything about. I had to make sure that my boy was okay. I was like, hold up, man. Let me check this out. Let me see if it's legit. I went over there. I tested it out. Okay, that's a gun. It's legit. Do it shoot real bullets? Yeah, it do. Okay. Let me get another one out. That's a shoddy. Okay. See, once it was okay, I let you get some guns.
No, once I said, hey, Mike, let me get some guns.
Stop it.
Oh, but
I mean, that's when you let me get
some
guns.
You sure you shut it out that loud, man?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my bad. I still tested it out. I got your back, man.
So anyway, we have one more game that was actually played where Mike got a lot of achievements on. So Mike, tell us about your Fallout Shelter experience.
Oh, I'm excited about it because I know Ann's going to like this one. So Fallout, from what I know, it's basically like a nuclear fallout that happens where a lot of people have the vaults, correct? Like everybody has a vault, right?
Right.
So in this game, all you're doing is you create your own vault and you're managing a vault that all the people live in. So it's pretty cool. You have different rooms. You have resources. You have a cafeteria, living quarters, a generator, water. Like you have to make all these things so you can manage the people that you have in there. I think you start off with like a courtesy 5 people. And the more the game goes on, you build more levels underground. So you're basically just digging. And that's the thing I like, because I remember when you guys were playing Fallout 4 the other day, you all went into a vault. But I think the vault was like broken into where anybody can go in there, in or out, right? And people were looking disfigured or so, I believe. I think I've seen that.
The game starts off with like a sales guy trying to get you to buy a vault. Mm-hmm. Right? Or space in the vault or something like that. Yeah. And so if you do it, either way, everybody like goes to the vault. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you come out, it's like thousands of years later, hundreds of whatever, a lot of time has passed. And you start discovering different areas and building up like not communities, but what are they called? Like, I guess that's the right word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some people are disfigured. I mean, there's weird goblins and
mutated
stuff.
People
mutated
because of the nuclear fallout,
right?
And seeing that's the cool thing about this Fallout Shelter game is that while you're managing like all the people inside the shelter, you have to worry about radiation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your people will die if they get too much radiation, because I remember I had like at the time I had like about 20 people in there, and with the 20 people I had, something happened to where apparently you have missions where you can send people out the vault to look for supplies to bring back to the shelter. And apparently while one of them were out, they were fighting a monster, and you don't necessarily see them fight the monster. It just brings up a chart and it says like words and like, okay, you'll see the little person say like, okay, this is my first day out, I hope I don't die. Next day I'll say, okay, I ran across a radioactive rat, I killed it.
Oh, like a little diary or like a blog.
Almost like the old school Oregon Trail.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like
Mike B fell off the wagon.
Shoot, nah, man. I got bit by a snake. I don't know if I'll make it.
Right.
But like, it's so cool because when I sent the person out, they got radiation poisoned. So when they came back to the vault, You know, I didn't know what it was. So they were walking around doing what they do. And eventually, a lot of people inside my vault start getting
infected.
And
man, you should have locked his behind down.
Dude, you know, that's what
you
should have
took the supplies from him and locked him out. You can't get back in.
You want me to tell you what I did? I feel so bad because right now, currently, I have achievements and all kind of things for my shelter. And like, what is it like right now? Like, here's one achievement right here that I want to point out. Like, prepare for the future. I made 25 babies.
What? Just by yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, Mike, you need to calm down.
Yeah, you tripping.
Mike be tripping.
So in the game,
be doing something else.
You can, if you put like a guy and a girl together in a room, like just in like a living quarters, they will make a baby. So sometimes I have to keep them apart from each other because sometimes they'll just keep making babies, right? And I'm kind of like, no, we don't have the resources for this. So, you know, we can't keep doing that. Dang, anyway.
Dang rabbits.
Yeah, just like rabbits. So, but anyway, I manage 100 people in my shelter now, right? It finally took me forever, but I got 100 people in my shelter. And ends up, everybody got like radiation poison.
Oh, no.
I was like, what the heck? I got to contain the radiation. So I sent everybody out of I sent them out into the wild. I was like, okay, everybody get out of my shelter. Get out of my shelter right now. Out, out, out. So they were all out, right? And then one by one, I brought them back. I cured them. Okay, you can come back in. I kept curing each one of them. But then I ran out of medicine. And so the rest of them, I just kicked them out. I said, nah, I'm sorry.
Seems legit to me.
Yeah.
What about the babies, though?
The babies? No, you can't. You know what's surprising? You can't kick out the babies.
Oh.
Because they should have been out there too. I would have said, hey, don't worry. I mean, you make it out there. There's bandits, all kind of stuff, you know.
Raiders.
Hey, that's another thing you got to worry about on there. Other than radiation, you have to worry about raiders running into your shelter.
Right. Just like Fallout 4.
Fallout 4, yeah.
So
let me ask you about this game, though, specifically, because the game is not new. When it originally came out, it was a phone game. It was a phone app.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really surprised when I looked and saw that you had X amount of achievements unlocked out of 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, I was expecting this to be one of those 250 point games or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So considering that can you tell it used to be a phone game? Does it play kind of weird or?
You know what? I can tell that it had to have been a phone game only because there are times where I have to get down to like the bottom of the screen to manage something or to like stop raiders or even these chimera looking things. I don't know what they are,
mm-hmm.
but like these little demon things with these horns.
Mm-hmm.
So at times when I have to get to an area, I have to like individually like scroll all the way down. And it's just like, man, it's tedious. It's taking forever to get down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see with a cell phone or a touch screen, you can just easily slide like your phone,
mm-hmm.
hit the area that you want it to go to and do to your interaction.
So I know you own Fallout 4. Is this going to make you finally yes. put it in and play it?
Yes.
It sounds very similar. Fallout 4 is probably just a little more complicated.
Well, and see, that's the thing about it. Like, I was interested in Fallout. It's just, you know, I had some other games that I wanted to beat first before I got to Fallout. But after playing this Fallout Shelter and seeing how fun it is, and now I'm even more interested about the story, I think it pushed it up even higher on my list to go ahead and play and beat.
All right, so good insight from Mike. I might play it.
Wait, what system is it on?
It's on Xbox One.
I believe it's on Xbox One. It might be on Xbox 360 also.
Oh, okay.
And probably on the Windows systems too, like Windows 10.
Maybe. So it's time to wrap up the show. Think we're at an hour and 23 minutes, 2 hours, 5 hours. I don't know.
Hey.
But we still got to get our social media plugs in. Again, follow us at ANX Gamecast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Email us, anxgamecenter@gmail.com.
That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to ANX Gamecast. Join us next week where we will have our full Puyo Puyo Tetris review, and we'll take a look at Fire Emblem Warriors and Tatsunoko versus Capcom Ultimate All-Stars. See you next time.